It's been nearly half a millennium since Coronado's exploration party marched through what is today's Arizona. We head to a mountain pass to recall that history on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers and the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success, and they look forward to what the next 150 years brings. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
As Bridget Peregrino explains, the namesake of this national monument is traced to someone who lived nearly 500 years ago.
Coronado National Memorial commemorates the expedition of Francisco Vázquez de Coronado in his attempt to find the seven cities of Cibola.
In February of 1540, Coronado began his expedition into today's American Southwest. Accompanying him were priests, soldiers, Mexican Indian allies, and over 1,000 stock animals. It was a vast number of men, and one can imagine what it must have looked like from the peaks of this national monument on the Mexican-American border.
You would see the San Pedro River Valley, and you can get a view of what we believe would have been Coronado's route of expedition.
The expedition searched for the seven cities of gold for over 2 years, moving as far north and east as today's central Kansas. They returned disappointed, but having explored miles of previously unexplored land. Today's monument here in southern Arizona retells their story in a number of ways.
It was established in 1952, and you have the historical aspect and you have the natural aspect as well. So you have, again, the Mexican influence right on the border.
You can truly hike the rugged and scenic terrain right to the border of the two countries. Plus, there's more below ground.
Coronado Cave, it is a limestone cave. It's undeveloped. You can do a mile hike in. Currently, we're actually offering guided tours of the cave.
It's a unique blend of history and natural beauty rolled into one national monument. Traveling the countryside at Coronado National Monument in Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.